You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 9:30 news, Pat Kreitlow will be here from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Whoa, what a great name for a show.
Isn't that, does it? It just flows.
Yeah,
it just slip falls right off the tongue.
Hey, Jane, who's the host of Mornings with Pat? Oh, never mind, I know.
See, it all says it. It says it all right there. Yeah. Next hour, we're going to talk about, there's a lot of things to talk about. We're going to talk about meme coins. And Chris Murphy from Connecticut, lawmaker from Connecticut, is out with a measure that would prevent politicians, President Trump, from issuing meme coins, which kind of opens the doorway to a lot of money from people who might want favors.
Yeah.
Seems like that would be, things that make you go,
It rhymes with a word. It seems like a drift of
What would the word be?
Flift?
No, I think it's grift. I think
Thank
grift.
Thank you very
I
much. Okay,
grift
great.
Is
okay.
the word.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Also next hour, Real ID kicks in tomorrow, my friends.
Yes.
And Wisconsin has actually done quite well.
Good.
Yeah. It's almost 65%.
Okay.
Of Wisconsinites have gotten their real IDs, but that leaves a chunk of you who have not done it yet. And I don't want you to be unpleasantly surprised if you're planning on going to Disney World this summer.
Yeah, you're not going to have a leg to stand on if you get angry at the counter or at the check-in when they say, this isn't a real ID. What do you mean? Nope. Honestly, from the inception, we'll talk about this later, but you had almost 20 years to get it.
I did not realize it went back that far.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they've been trying to get real ID done since 2001.
Oh, 2001. Oh, I thought, even more. Okay, wow. Yeah. All
it
right.
goes back a long time. Long
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
So Real ID discussion coming up after around 10:20 at 10:30 for Audio Sorbet, which we'd like to do for the last half an hour of the show. Lighten things up a little bit. We're going to talk about video games, and video games are not just for kids.
And I'm probably going to step out for about 14 minutes because Grandpa over here has to go shine shoes or something.
You play some video games.
Okay, that's adorable. All right,
but I mean, Calvin and I got into a discussion about this.
I can't wait to tell the story when we get to it.
All right,
it made me so happy.
But I want to know. We want to know, what video games do you play?
Yeah,
adults are playing them. It's not just kids,
and it doesn't have to be PS5 or Xbox. It could be your phone. It could be another
maybe
system.
Maybe it's Candy Crush.
Maybe you fired up the old Atari or ColecoVision, and that's what you're obsessed with. Let us know in the second hour what you've been playing, and because especially for those old systems, I love those because it's more my speed
with the older controllers.
Yeah.
And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it is the You Shall Not Pass edition. So stick around for that. Wanted to start off talking about, just a reminder, by the way, we're heading into summer. It's really nice out right now.
Oh, yeah.
If you have the opportunity to get outside and go for a walk or whatever, bike ride, maybe you would like to be styling some new shirts. The one my co-host Greg Bach is wearing right now.
I'm wearing a wonderful Civic Media t-shirt here that I feel is a good color for me personally.
Sure.
I like it a lot, and it's very simple and to the point. Lets you know exactly what you love, and you love us, Civic Media.
Well, if you would like to show your support for Civic Media, go to our website at civicmedia.us. Click on the shop button at the very top, and that's going to take you to our merch store.
Yeah.
And you can buy t-shirts, you can buy hats, all kinds of wonderful, wonderful things. We would appreciate it. Love to see it out in the wild.
Yeah.
Those Civic Media shirts.
And I've heard rumors, just, sitting around the coffee maker.
Yeah.
There might be a new line of merch coming out. Maybe some that and there on air merch. Who knows? We'll keep you up to speed on that one, though. But yeah, go to civicmedia.us and click on the store page, and you will find all of the merch you need for you, friends, and even enemies.
If you're so inclined.
There you go.
That's very nice of you. We wanted to start off and talk about small businesses and tariffs, because we've heard a lot about car companies and bigger companies and what they're going to be dealing with, but we haven't heard a lot about small businesses, and we have talked a great deal about the importance of small businesses in our economy and how they really are the backbone of our economy. And one of the reasons Wisconsin fared better than other states during COVID and even the recovery after COVID was because of Governor Evers' attention and support of small businesses in Wisconsin.
Some would say Tony Evers cares a lot and it does a good job as a governor.
Some might say that.
Yes.
Yeah. But apparently small businesses are not a concern of the commander in chief, President Donald Trump.
No.
This came up during Sunday's long interview with Kristen Welker.
Yeah.
And we have a transcript of this interview that I would like to include in the show notes.
Absolutely.
I think it's important sometimes that instead of listening to what Donald Trump says, it's important to read what he says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's enlightening.
Yes. It's weird, you know, to read because it's hard to read because it's just everywhere.
It's so disjointed.
Exactly.
It's so
yes,
all over the board. Mm-hmm. But anyway, in this interview with Kristen Welker, she asked about tariff relief for small businesses. And this was President Trump's reply. Why do you always mention that? You know, you pick up a couple of little businesses. What about the car business? They're going to make a fortune because of the tariffs. Why do you always mention those small businesses, Greg? What about the big car companies that we've bailed out in the past?
Yeah.
Those guys, they're going to do great.
Well, they're going to do it great off the backs of our pocketbooks, you know. And by the way, I'm a small business owner, and I'm telling you this right now. We just announced that we're going to be relocating, and guess what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to do build out, and that's going to require supplies like lumber. And lumber has gone through the roof over the past couple years since COVID. So yeah, the small businesses, you know, the backbone of America, as every politician, regardless of party, says. I've said this before, I've said it again, you are ripping the backbone out from America because this is going to crush businesses. And don't give me that's the marketplace and that's the economy. No, it's purposely done. This is to hurt people, and it's going to be a cruel ending for some businesses.
Kristen Welker, again, in this interview on Sunday night, I'm just asking you about small businesses. Are there any discussions about giving any relief to small businesses? Donald Trump, they're not going to need it. They're going to make so much money.
Cool deal. All right.
So well, there's your answer.
Well, folks, we solved that problem. There we go. Let's go home.
It's done. It's all good. 855-752-4842. If you own a small business, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And what are facing and what you are dealing with and what you are expecting as we go forward.
There was a gentleman who used to call us who... a small business owner, he was, maybe still is, did not agree with us at all. Mm-hmm. We had good conversations from time to time, but I would love to see where he's at in his business, how it's affected, because I want to hear from everyone. It's easy for me right now to say what's happening with my business. And the other thing that I even talk about is the fact that, you know, we are a bar as well. We serve liquor and beer. Guess what else is going up in prices because of things like aluminum and just costs in general, which means to cover those costs, I have to charge you more for this, which I don't want to do, but I have no choice because that's how tariffs work.
Yes, we pay the tariffs.
Yeah.
Not the other countries.
No, exactly. It's not like China's like, you know what, guys? We got this. It's on us.
Since President Trump took office, this from CBS News, employment at small businesses with fewer than 10 workers declined by 3%. That compares with a 1.2% increase in hiring in small businesses in the first months of President Biden's term.
Yeah.
The owner of a floral design business in New Mexico is really in a tough spot. She says she imports most of her flowers from Canada, Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru. She recently experienced the sharpest price increase she's ever seen in 16 years in her business. The price of a single rose went from between 65 to 84 cents per rose to $1.89 to $2.44.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big jump.
That's hundreds of percents.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all over the place too. And I wanted to actually talk about it last week, but we didn't get to it. So now some of the details have escaped me. But all I know is that there was a gentleman who did work for farmers where he put up like fences and barricades and things like that. And just the rebar that he used to put in the ground went up so much so it was going to cost him another $300,000 a year to buy this material. And he employed undocumented people. And now that's a problem for him.
Right.
So like across the board, these tariffs and these deportation laws, but it just doesn't work. And the economy is showing it. The GDP is slowing. The growth is little. Yeah, they grew a lot of jobs, and that's great. But if businesses are closing, where are they going to work?
Do you own a small business? How is it going for you? What are you expecting as we move forward? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Again, Donald Trump in his long interview with Kristen Welker on Sunday, when she asked about tariff relief for small businesses, the president said, "Why do you always mention that? You know, you pick up a couple of little businesses. What about the car business?
Yeah,
they're going to make a fortune."
And this is not unlike him, especially lately. I mean, in that disastrous event in the Oval Office with the president of El Salvador, someone asked him a simple question about, you know, deportation. He's like, "Why are you doing this? Why aren't you just saying you're doing a good job?" He did that to the gentleman from ABC. He said, "Why can't you just ask me about, why can't you just say you're being so mean? You're being so rude."
No, what he said to the guy from ABC was, "Why can't you just say yes?"
There it is. Yeah.
Because he was calling him out on this photo of Kilmar Abrego Garcia and his hand tattoos.
Yeah.
And there was a photoshopped MS-13 on the tattoos. And the president of the United States was adamant that that was actually tattooed on his knuckles, which was not. And this reporter is saying, "Sir, it's not, that is not what it's tattooed on his hand." And the president would not accept that. And again, just said, "Why can't you just agree with me?" Essentially, it's like arguing with a 9-year-old.
Well, and also that is what, I mean, that is the implied conversation of a authoritarian or a dictator, that the person interviewing the leader is going to agree and never question and give them the most softball questions.
Yes.
This just proves that he wants to be a dictator or an authoritarian leader but he says it out loud. "Why aren't you just being nice to me?
Well,
why don't
exactly.
you just make it easy?"
Well, anytime he's asked a question, it's what a stupid question.
Oh.
"Okay, sir."
Yeah.
"That's fine."
Every accusation is a confession.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. When we return, don't worry about it. Catholics have a great sense of humor. That's coming up next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I started a joke, which started the whole world.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You hear him weekday mornings now from 6 to 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. across the network, Pat Kreitlow. Joining us after the 9:30 news from the Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We're going to talk about Wisconsin's own Sean Duffy, head of the Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
Great job, Duffs. Keep it up, Duffster.
Duffs and stuffs.
We'll talk about Sean Duffy and air traffic controllers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's coming up after the 9:30 news. Right now, though, we did mention this a little bit yesterday. Over the weekend, Donald Trump reposted an AI-generated photo of himself dressed as the Pope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was asked about this yesterday at the White House. I believe, Calvin, we have a clip that Catholics, you know, some Catholics were offended by this, but apparently I was wrong. Calvin, play that clip, please.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're not so happy about the image of you looking like the Pope.
Oh, I see. You mean they can't take a joke? You don't mean the Catholics. You mean the fake news media. Not the Catholics loved it. I had nothing to do with it. Somebody made up a picture of me dressed like the Pope, and they put it out on the Internet.
Then you did,
That's
too.
Not me that did it. I have no idea where it came from. Maybe it was AI, but I know nothing about it. I just saw it last evening. Actually, my wife thought it was cute. She said, "Isn't that nice?"
My question about
actually, I would not be able to be married, though. That would be a lot. I'd have to.
Wow.
To the best of my knowledge, popes aren't big on getting married. Are they? Not that we know. No, no. I think it's the fake news media that they're fakers.
My question, though, sir, was about the fact that it was put out on the White House account. Even though it was AI generated, it was a joke, it was a meme. Does it at all diminish the substance of the official White House account to have it go out on that particular channel?
Give me a break. It was just somebody did it in fun. It's fine. Have to have a little fun, don't you?
Just a little fun.
Jane,
Catholics loved it.
Why don't you have a sense of humor, Jane?
Cardinal Timothy Dolan said about that Pope photo, that wasn't good. From the NYS Catholic Conference, there is nothing clever or funny about this image, Mr. President. We just buried our beloved Pope Francis, and the cardinals are about to enter a solemn conclave to elect a new successor. Bishop Thomas John Pepperocki of Springfield, Illinois, this is deeply offensive to Catholics, especially during this sacred time that we are still mourning the death of Pope Francis. But they loved it. They have a great sense of humor.
That video, I mean, we could probably do a whole hour just breaking down everything. The big things that stand out for me, first of all, your wife didn't think it was cute. You haven't spoken to her. You guys don't talk. Second of all, it went on the White House and his Truth Social account. Yes, he didn't create it. Of course he didn't create it himself.
And that's my that was a stopping point for me, too. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, maybe it was AI generated. Well, unless you dressed up as the Pope and someone took a photo of you, yes,
yeah,
it was AI generated, sir.
I'm not a parent, but I've also been a child to a parent. That rambling, like right in the middle too, especially of that whole clip, is just like, well, I don't know how it got there. I didn't put it there. Don Jr. did it. He did it. It's just the ramblings of a child who doesn't want to be in trouble and just can't admit, be like, yeah, you're probably right. Shouldn't have done that. I apologize.
But this goes back to COVID.
Oh God.
This goes back to COVID. And I don't take responsibility from anything.
Unless we do
anything.
Well. Unless we do well.
Yes, unless we do well. And he said the same thing in that interview on Sunday night with Kristen Welker. The good parts of the economy are his. The bad parts are still Biden's.
Oh, he put that thing up saying the stock market is the Biden stock. It belongs to him.
Right.
And then S&P later that week posted some of their biggest gains in a while. And I was just like, well, that's Biden. That's Joseph Biden. Because it's Joseph Biden's stock market. You said it. Those are your – I'm not lying or misquoting. That's what the tweet said. It's Biden's stock market. Okay, cool. He gets the win then. Perfect.
I'm sure – I don't have children, but I know if I had a child, I would certainly teach them never take responsibility for anything unless it makes you look good.
Yeah.
That's the way you want to go through life, little Billy.
Yeah, we got a text on the live, or a text come through Dave. Is this blasphemous? I don't think it's blasphemy. I think it's heresy. I think there's a difference. But blasphemous, I think, is when you speak against God and or Jesus. But this would be just offensive and stupid. And at the base level, just disrespectful to Catholics. And say what you will about Catholicism. You can say a lot. But from a president, from a sitting president of the United States, this was a dumb move.
Well, and if you didn't do this, sir, then I would think you would want to find out who did.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't do it again.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't do it. I don't know who did it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
We just need a good laugh.
I am surrounded by people who do nothing but my bidding, but I don't know. I don't know where it came from. Yep. I don't know. I don't know. I know I sleep well at night. We have news coming up next, and then when we return, Pat Kreitlow will be here. We're going to talk about the job that Sean Duffy is doing as head of the Department of Transportation. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Not my fault. Didn't do it. Don't know who did it. Never mind.
Commercial break isn't even my fault.
Find somebody else. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Some good news, my friends. Coming up on Fridays throughout the baseball season.
Oh, boy.
You're going to have a chance to pick up Brewers tickets starting this Friday.
Nice.
So you want to tune in and listen for keywords.
Yes.
Throughout the day. And then you text in the keyword for a chance to pick up a 4-pack of tickets to the great Milwaukee Brewers. 5 chances to enter on Fridays. You want to listen to Pat Kreitlow, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, our show Matt Nair on Air, the Tom Hartman Program, the Todd Albus Show, and Maggie Dawn. Fridays throughout the baseball season, our statewide text to win contest. You can find all the rules on our website at civicmedia.us. But again, another good reason to download the Civic Media app.
Absolutely.
If you haven't done so already.
Not just great for contest, but also great for listening, great for traveling. It's absolutely wonderful to hear and to be a part of that. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be club-level seats.
Oh, yeah.
And those are...
They're really nice seats.
Cushion chairs.
You and I went last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. He has also availed himself of those tickets. Pat Kreitlow is here every other Tuesday joining us now after his 3-hour stint on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm disappointed. Did they really go with the keyword thing?
They did.
See, my idea was to go with the cuss word. Listen each time for the cuss word that we try to sneak in. And if we don't get fired, you win the tickets. I guess they didn't go with that.
I like that idea.
Today's word, malarkey.
Pat, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Wisconsin's own Sean Duffy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see you.
He is, of course, the head of the Department of Transportation. Because he's driven on roads. He knows roads, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That qualifies him to run the Department of Transportation.
He figured out the road from Ashland to Wall Street real quick.
Yes, he did. He posted, I believe it was on Friday night, how excited he was to come home to a taco dinner. He did. He posted a picture of it. Oh, it's great. It's Friday night, a hard week working at the Department of Transportation. And look, I get to come home to homemade steak tacos. Isn't this great? Maybe
I've got a couple of nephews who right away on cue would send me that there's a song called White People Taco Night, and it's everything that you think it
we're
would
having
be.
White people tacos.
Yeah. Yep.
Sean Duffy says he wants to radically transform air traffic control. Mm-hmm. Quote, we are going to radically transform the way air traffic control looks, said Sean Duffy on Monday night. We're going to build a brand new air traffic control system, from new telecom to new radars to new infrastructure. We're bringing on new air traffic controllers. This has been a problem in the decades coming, and we're going to fix it, unquote. The full overhaul plan will be announced on Thursday. I don't disagree that this system needs to be updated, and certainly our air traffic controllers need help. This is one of the most stressful jobs in the country.
Yes.
And now he's saying, can't we just get these guys, you know, they're supposed to retire at 56.
Yeah.
I would imagine, because it is so highly.
The union. We just got to get the union to go along with this.
It's so highly stressful, though, but that's why it's like, you're 56, you put in your time. Thank you. Mm-hmm. No. Now we just need them to work longer, Pat.
Well, if you're going to ask me about Sean Duffy, you do get the obligatory reminder of John Lovitz playing the role of Michael Dukakis in a Saturday Night Live skit, where he turns to the camera and says, I can't believe I'm losing to this guy. And that's what I get every time I'm reminded that Sean Duffy whooped me in 2012 in the run for Congress. I'm like, that guy beat me. Okay, well, moving on. He's Secretary of Transportation now, and that's his big thing is to make people stay longer at a stressful job. And then when he talks about, you know, just the whole reform and rebuilding and reimagining, that's just, you know, that's a short for, hey, Elon, how much more money would you like to make as we privatize this system further?
Yes. Now, this is important to point out, my friends. This Sean Duffy made these comments after air traffic controller screens went dark for 30 seconds last week at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. And there's some really disturbing stuff coming out now. Now there is audio from this. CNN has audio between tower control and a pilot flying into Newark. Quote, we lost our radar and it's not working correctly. I don't know where you are. Unquote.
That helps. That's, I mean, this is exactly like something out of, a movie or a short story about a completely incompetent government that you never thought you'd have in real life, that you have just radar screens going blank.
Yeah.
And people not knowing whether they're even going to come back on. I mean, when I ever saw something like that, it was funny because I was watching the movie Airplane and little Johnny had unplugged the thing and then he plugged it back in and all the radars came back on. And that was a funny movie. It's not funny when it's actually happening here because of a now incumbent administration that will do anything possible not to invest in the infrastructure of this country. And by the way, this is a trap of Republicans' own making. It goes way back to read my lips, no new taxes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And all the other times that if Republicans propose increasing spending by a dollar, they're called rhinos. And so they've created this trap that they can't even make basic investments in, because somebody will primary them from the right and give you comments like, you know, the new ones from Ron Johnson, who's just putting it right out there saying, well, yeah, we got to cut Medicaid, you know, because there's no investing in people or infrastructure anymore.
Well, I was going to say, and I can't stop thinking about Congressman Derek Van Orten saying that SNAP won't go down a single nickel, even though, as you've said, Jane, and you have also said, Pat, that the cuts they're making will have no choice but to cut from these programs. So this instance of like, we get one of the big criticisms we get a lot is like, you guys keep saying they're going to take our Social Security and our Medicaid and our Medicare. It hasn't happened. Yeah, because there have been people in Congress who have made that not happen. They've been talking about privatizing Social Security for decades now, giving your own health savings bank account. No, it's because what was once level-minded Republicans who probably don't exist in the Congress anymore, and also Democrats who are making sure, no, these programs need to stay in place. But yeah, they're going after these social safety nets. They've wanted to for decades. They have their shot. Stop buying the lie.
Well, and again, this money, if they want to reauthorize the 2017 tax cuts under Donald Trump, which vastly, vastly favored the very wealthy as far as returns mm-hmm. and savings, they have to cut other places, because otherwise we're really going to add to the deficit, which is expected to explode anyway. And that we can't invest in things that actually help people, but we're going to give the agency that hasn't been able to successfully pass an audit in more than a decade another $1 trillion. That makes perfect math sense to me.
Right. Well, and it comes back to something, again, from Ron Johnson's new comments, where he says something along the lines of, well, I think there needs to be a forensic audit on spending. Well, that's the same kind of thing that Trump and Elon Musk shortly after the election talked about. And frankly, a lot of people, a lot of Americans said, well, that makes sense. I would actually like an audit of federal spending. Show me the waste, fraud, and abuse, and let's go cutting it. And part of the reason Donald Trump's poll numbers are cratering right now is that a lot of Americans are saying, whoa, 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 where's this audit? You were going to show me the waste. You weren't just going to cut Medicaid. You weren't just going to cut farm contracts. You weren't just going to cut Head Start. You weren't just going to cut all of these valuable things and lay off tens, if not hundreds of thousands of Americans by the time this is all said and done. If you'd have done what you said you were going to do with this forensic audit on spending, you'd have a lot better support at this point than you do now.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the vast majority of Americans agree that there is waste in mm-hmm. federal government. This goes back to $900 hammers, which is from 30 plus years ago. They were talking right. about it then.
But and by the way, they did that. Al Gore did that as vice president. And what happened by the end of the Clinton administration? There was a budget surplus because there was actual fiscal management of the investments we make with our tax dollars.
Well, and one of the things that Republicans and just haters of all things liberal and commies like to do now is they like to post this fact that Bill Clinton cut a lot of federal jobs back in the 90s. But what they never talk about is that was after, I believe, a 6-year study they did. They made it very, very surgical on what they were going to do to save money and to cut waste and spending. And they did that. Yes, he cut a lot of jobs in the federal government, but he did that with a method that made sense. Not just, I'm going to go in with a literal chainsaw.
Yes. Yeah, a scalpel, not a chainsaw.
Yes.
Right. And you can be very effective with a scalpel. Ask any surgeon. That versus a meat cleaver. But you got to do your homework first. It's just like and I forget if this was Clinton era or Bush or Reagan, but the old base closing commission. There were way too many bases, military bases. The World War II had long since ended. But that was always such a tough thing oh, you're going to close. You can't close the base in my state. So
right.
You come up with a commission to look at it, analyze it. You put forward a list and say, guys, it's up or down on the whole list. We're not going to, nitpick this. You could have done something like that here at any point, Democratic or Republican presidents. Mm-hmm. Americans would welcome that. They don't welcome this. There's nothing they're liking about this. The only ones who like it are your multimillionaires like Ron Johnson or your ideologues who live up to that phrase I tell you all the time. Those who hate government the most should be trusted the least to run it competently.
And back to Ron Johnson, by the way, in order to get that last Trump budget passed in 2017, Ron Johnson was a holdout mm-hmm. until he got a special carve out in that budget that helped his business and his own business.
And helped a couple of his biggest billionaire donors. So again, it's a loophole that they advertised as for small business to have this these pass-through corporations. And they made pass-through corporations sound like mom-and-pop things. But they're not. Some of the biggest companies out there are so-called pass-through corporations. And so all Ron Johnson would have had to do is say, you know, this should be for small business, so we're going to cap it at this level. But he didn't. He put it through there on purpose so that billionaires would benefit as well as his own wallet.
And I believe also billionaires get to write off their planes, their private planes, because, you know, otherwise you just can't do business in this country if you don't get, a little kiss for your private plane.
Oh, my yacht needs a boat and my boat needs a dinghy.
Exactly.
So I can have all those things.
Exactly. Cindy from Appleton, I see you on the line. We will take you on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He joins us every other Tuesday, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the Civic Media Radio Network from 6 to 9. Pat Kreitlow is here. We were talking before we went to the break about Sean Duffy, the head of the Department of Transportation. Things are not going well at the Newark Airport. If you're flying, you may want to try and avoid that. This from Esquire, the Transportation Secretary has a burgeoning crisis on his hands at Newark Airport. Flight delays piling up. Air traffic controllers say the situation isn't safe. 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton has been waiting very patiently. Good morning, Cindy. What did you want to say?
Well, I have two things. First of all, you were talking about the agriculture. I understand that the farmers are still going to support him because they think the tariffs will shake out in the end and benefit them. Of course, it'll only benefit the big farmers, but it doesn't matter because they would get reimbursed anyway because that's what he did the last time. And second of all, the jobs report came out recently, and apparently it was a very good jobs report, which I don't understand after he's laid off how many thousands and thousands of people. So how do you know if that jobs report is even worth the weight it's, you know, the paper it's written on? Because you can't believe anything that comes out of this administration anyway.
That's an interesting point, Cindy.
There's something to be said about that. First, remember, the legal back and forth is still going on about all of these Trump layoffs. And so in many ways, these folks, they are Schrodinger's employees. They've been fired and not fired over and over again, depending on whims and courts and everything else. So, no, they're not necessarily collecting unemployment, so they're not necessarily reflected in the jobless numbers. But if things continue on this path, they most certainly will. I, for one, don't think that that was a stellar jobs report, 175,000 new jobs. I mean, to keep up with trends, to avoid things like what's happening in Newark, you usually want to see that number at least 200,000, you know, employed, newly employed a month. And we're not there. And I don't think that, I mean, you're going to see fluctuations from month to month, but I think the overall trend line is not going to go really well. And then the final point I would say, and I know that Cindy wasn't meaning to do this, but I'm just going to put the disclaimer, not to paint all farmers with a broad brush, that there were plenty of farmers out there who definitely do not support Donald Trump, have been trying to tell their neighbors, you know, I told you so. But as has been explained to us, you know, a lot of folks, they get that support check. And for them, it's like, well, he made me whole, so I guess I'm okay. But keep in mind that the amount of payments, you know, multi-billion dollars that went to farmers still didn't make up for the markets that we lost overseas. So farmers weren't really made whole. And it, again, this time around, it's going to be worse unless things change.
And I think one of the things too, I understand where you're coming from, Cindy, as far as the jobs reports have always been very difficult for me to read too, because like there's all these, it's a more nuanced conversation than just saying 150 new jobs created. Because there's way more deep data to look into. But also, if these were fake numbers, this is the Trump administration, that job number every month would be like 500,000, a million, 1 quadrillion jobs created. It would be exaggerated and then celebrated. The fact that there are 100, I don't buy it as fake because it was 150, 144,000.
It would have been much better if they were making it up.
Everyone has a job now.
Yeah, if you see a report, if not this next one, but maybe the one afterward, where they suddenly say, you know, we're not putting these out anymore.
Yeah.
Or there's been some kind of a delay or something, that's a huge red flag.
I do want to point out, though, and I saw something this morning talking about some of the federal workers who have been fired or let go. They are still getting paid. They are still getting paid. And now they are seeing their jobs show up on job sites.
Yeah.
So they are still getting paid for jobs now that the government is seeking to fill. That doesn't seem like a big savings to me.
Not very efficient. No. And then beyond the pay, there's the working conditions. The New York Times had a great story yesterday, a sad story, about the VA and all the counseling that's being done for veterans who are going through all kinds of issues. And because the Trump administration wants everybody back in the office, no more remote work sites, these counseling sessions are happening practically in public hallways and in open rooms and things like that. And veterans are stopping, you know, the process of going to counseling. I mean, this is just one example of all the ways that our federal employees are being mistreated so badly that you don't see it reflected in a report this month. But in the end, you will in some way, shape, or form, whether it's unemployment, whether it's sadly suicides, business closings, you name it.
Yeah. Well, and we're making an effort to talk to Senator Tammy Baldwin here in Wisconsin about the 988 suicide hotline, which is also on the chopping block.
Well, the mental health line for queer youth, you know, that terrible waste of spending.
Yeah.
Which was used a great deal. They've got the numbers on the number of people who were who were accessing this 988 hotline. And well, we're just going to get rid of that too because we don't need that. But let's give the Defense Department another $1 trillion.
They don't vote for us. Why do we care about them?
Listen to Pat Kreitlow. Join him mornings across the network from 6 to 9 a.m. mornings with the aforementioned Pat Kreitlow. Thank you so very much, Pat. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You as well. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, meme coins. Sketchy? No, it's all fine. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.